Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As we said, there's a lot of opportunities to play college football in the state of Florida. It wasn't always like that. Back in the day, you either had the Big Three and maybe University of Tampa and Bethune and Florida A&M, a couple of other programs here and there. But now it's full blow. You, no matter where you go, there's an opportunity to play college football. And one of the programs that has really hit it hard over the last 3 years is Edward Waters University in Jacksonville. They, no matter what event it is, the coaching staff is there. They host a lot of things. Obviously, it's due in part, a big part, to their head coach, Toriano Morgan, a South Florida guy, certainly somebody who has put that program on the map, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and appreciate what you do. Ran into a couple of your assistant coaches over the weekend at our Prep Red Zone event in Orlando.
Yes, they told me they ran into the legend. So, well, no, but thank you for having me, man.
What a great time right now. I mean, you've pretty much sold this program over the last couple of years. You and I talked, you know, it wasn't a fashionable program over the last 10, 12 years. You know, nobody really talked much about it, but you've changed all that. The way you recruit, the athletes that you go after, the standards in the classroom, the schedule that you've made. Talk about that, because while it might not seem really big on the surface, it speaks volumes that you get a chance to line up against an Alcorn State, you know, or a Tuskegee University, programs that this school never even had an opportunity to even, you know, rub elbows with in the past.
Well, yes, it's good. And one thing we always want to do is make sure that as we're recruiting the student athletes, when we get them here, we want to make sure that we give them the best experience that they can have. So that comes with the transition of us moving from NAIA to becoming a full-fledged member of the NCAA. That definitely, you know, helps with recruiting. And then it just brings a level of exposure, you know, having nationally televised games to be able to put these young men on the forefront and give them the opportunity that they deserve as far as coming to the next level in playing. So that's paid dividends as far as not only just with the recruiting, but being able to allow us to target student athletes maybe 3-4 years ago we may not have been able to land.
Yeah. And not only that, it's the coaching too. You've upgraded that coaching staff, obviously, with yourself and Brian Jenkins and Addison Hayes and Mike Finogo, who had an opportunity to talk to you the other day, big time guy who's running your defense. Also a popular guy down south, Terrell Conyers. Obviously TY's done a tremendous job. Talk about that, because I think it's so important once you get these kids on campus to understand that the coaches that are coaching them have been there, done that.
Absolutely. I definitely love the coaching staff that we've put together offensively from the day one when we walked through the door. We've not had any turnover. So those guys have been there with me from the beginning. And it's a tribute to them, you know, as far as them going out and identifying guys. And once we get them there, they're magnificent coaches. Coach Jenkins, what he's done on his resume as far as being the head coach at both Alabama State and, you know, that legendary run that he had at Bethune-Cookman. Coach Vanova has been SEC, professional level. So it brings an instant credibility. You know, when we recruit the young men and get them there to, they know that they're not just going to get a first-class experience, but they're going to get first-class coaching as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. Coach Toriana Morgan, head coach at Edward Waters University. And look at that schedule. I mean, you guys really, and you said to me last year, watch what we do over the next couple of years, and you weren't kidding. I mean, from Morehouse and, as I mentioned, Tuskegee, you play a lot of the HBCU schools, you know, Fort Valley State, obviously, Albany State, which has always been a pretty decent power. Talk about that, because I know how important it is, you know, after talking to Edger and James a couple years ago and him sending his son to Howard, which is a traditional HBCU school, how important it is for these young men and these young women to know the culture and to know, you know, about how the HBCUs got started and why they got started. Talk about that, because I think that's really important. And I know you have an event coming this summer that's going to kind of be geared around that and having an opportunity for these young men to learn more about the heritage and the tradition.
Definitely. We're blessed enough to be able to play in the SIAC, which is a conference that puts together just by design within the conference, you know, traditional matchups that are long embedded rivalries, some new rivalries that are coming abed just because of, you know, the quality of the football as it continues to rise. So the level of competition in the conference is amazing. There's typically no weeks off. You got to strap it up and come play every week. And again, these are traditional HBCUs that, you know, the culture is there. You know, it's a beautiful game day atmosphere, you know, for the family and for just the maturation of HBCU brand. And that leads us right into why we started the event with the Florida Minority Coaches Association down in Orlando, along with Florida A&M University. Giving guys, especially in the high school age bracket, an opportunity now to be identified as potential student athletes at an earlier stage. So that camp is designed to allow them to showcase their talent in front of what we think is important decision makers. You're getting not just full staffs of these programs there, but you're actually getting the head coaches that are coming out to evaluate. So that at that point in time gives you now the opportunity, just takes it to the next level for a young man's recruiting. As we know with this transfer portal now and the high school athlete, it's important for them to get on the radar as soon as possible, as early as possible.
Yeah. Give everybody the details on that, because, you know, there's a lot of people listening to us, as you know. I mean, going up to Orlando is nothing. And if it's going to be, you know, an opportunity for them, you know, a potential roster spot and an education at a school, I'm sure a lot of them won't mind taking that drive.
Absolutely. So it's going to be held in Orlando on May the 25th. You can definitely go online and get the information at www.floridamca.com. That will allow you to directly sign up there. We've got over 20 schools committed to coming, and individuals from their staff. So again, you'll be right at the point of being able to have direct contact to guys that can help make decisions to get you on a roster spot. And it's not just for prospective student athletes. If there's any 24 guys that are still out there, we do have a transfer portal element. And then another option for those guys to come out and showcase and maybe earn a scholarship or maybe earn a PWO opportunity to walk on to one of these institutions that will be there. So it's really well worth it. Actually, I've got two guys that are starters as true freshmen that we found at this camp. So, you know, it does you know, pay dividends and work itself out. It's legit.
Yeah, no doubt. Before we let you go, also, I want to talk a little bit about parents are asking me, you know, especially at a lot of those schools in your school, academic scholarships. Where they could parlay what they do in the classroom to maybe cutting a lot of the costs out of school. Talk about that, because I think that's a very viable thing. It helps, not only helps the school, but it helps the football program to have kids that are high GPAs and high educational standards, kind of lift the entire program.
Absolutely. And so we have what we call, you know, academic and merit scholarships that range from full rides all the way down to different tiers, and it's based on your GPA coming in at 2.7 to 3.0 starts to get you in that window of being able to qualify, you know, for that academic money. And what it does is, along with your financial aid, it does help absorb a lot of that cost and get you the opportunity, again, to not only just play football, but to reward you for the due diligence that you had through high school, making sure you did the right things and making sure that your GPA was where it needed to be, because ultimately that's what earns you the opportunity to play at the next level. Talent takes you so far, but your GPA gets you in the door.
I agree. And over the next 3-4 weeks, you guys will be busy. I see you at a lot of spring events, especially here in South Florida. Talk about the strategy, because I know talking to some of the coaches the other day, they, you know, a couple of them have Polk County. Some of them have, you know, the Panhandle, Big Bend. And I know that you and T.Y. love it down here, and rightfully so. Talk about that, because I think that's a great opportunity. You guys are everywhere. You come to basically every practice, every scrimmage game. Talk about that and what you're looking forward to coming down and recruiting.
Well, you know, it's that time of the year where they start, you know, spring practices that just started yesterday. So we make it a priority to try to hit as many high schools as we can, all the way from the Panhandle all the way down to Florida City. So, right. You know, we divvy it up and we make sure that we not just have a presence, but we're actively recruiting. So it won't just be one time a year that you see us out. You're going to see us consistently in the winter, and then you're going to see us again in the spring, and we'll be collecting data, giving these young men the evaluations that they deserve as we go through this evaluation period, and just continuing to build these relationships with the high school coaches throughout the state of Florida. We definitely believe that the brand of football here in the state of Florida is second to none. And we want to continue to build our mantra. We always say we want a Florida fast defense and a Floridaristic offense. So we're in the right place to be able to recruit these young men that can help deliver on that expectation.
Good stuff. Coach, can't thank you enough for stopping by. You're always great talking to, and can't wait to see you guys on the sideline. You're always first class, and everybody really respects what you do. And being a South Florida guy, it kind of adds that cherry on top of that sundae. Again, thanks. We're always going to be in your corner. You do things the right way. And I'm so, so proud that what you're doing up in Jacksonville for a lot of, and getting a lot of kids an opportunity to get an education.
Yes, sir. So I appreciate you and everything that you do, and thank you for having me.
Good stuff. Coach Storiano Morgan, the head coach at Edward Waters University in Jacksonville, doing a tremendous job.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.